Alexis, remember when you volunteered to babysit for Brooke's dog for a weekend?
Yeah.
And instead she forced you to clean her entire house top to bottom?
She did such a good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. What would you say was the number one piece of clutter in Brooke's house?
I have so
Is
much
it
clutter.
Discarded candy wrappers or random pieces of driftwood that Brooke collects and adds googly eyes to and then tries to pass it off as art to the local senior center?
What about the wine bottles? Are we not going to talk about all the empty ones? I have a lot of recycling.
I ask because Google Trends just came out with a list of which items get the most searches for how to properly dispose of them. And they broke it down by state. So, of course, you get a lot of the typical stuff, like bottles and cans in a lot of the states.
Oh, like recycling. I was thinking, okay.
Like bodies?
Oh, yeah.
I know, Brooke.
Radioactive material.
A lot of people want to know how to dispose of batteries and outdated tech like old TV remotes and phones. But then there were states with the weirder, more specific searches.
Okay, what do we got, Jeff?
Like people in Ohio and Vermont want to know how to properly recycle wrapping paper.
Yeah, you got to get the craft paper, which is it's not as pretty. But it's just like, it looks like a paper bag.
Just put it in the fire. Okay. In Nevada, Christmas trees. They don't know how to get rid of the Christmas trees.
Well, in my home state, you just burn them.
Again,
so
fire. In Colorado, the top search was how to dispose of paint.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard one.
That one's over the neighbor's fence.
Yeah.
Just dump it.
Don't you just eat it?
Yeah, whatever you want to
do.
Yeah,
just
sure.
As long as it's got lead in it, Jose.
For Tennessee, it's plastic bags.
Oh, man.
Don't dispose of those. You tie them up and you put them underneath your sink for, like, years and years.
Yeah, yeah. You convince yourself you're going to use it, but you never do.
For Florida, it's red Solo cups. Makes sense. Now that spring break is over, those beaches are crowded with them.
You just throw them in the ocean, bro.
Yes. Okay, that was a joke.
For Louisiana, also on brand, Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah. Are those recyclable?
Oh, those are just a waste.
And for Indiana, because of recent events, it's eclipse glasses.
Oh, that makes sense.
That was like right through the path of totality. Uh-huh. Went like right through Indianapolis.
I just threw away ours.
Because
I'm like, I'm not saving these till 2044.
Great, there's going to be some sea turtles swimming around with sunglasses on things,
Brooke. You can't see anything.
My mom did want me to save them. She's like, well, they'll be useful again. I'm like, why?
In 200 years.
Okay. It explains the clutter in your house.
And for our show, the number one item to recycle is dog shock collars.
Yeah.
We burn through these babies every single day. We're going to do it one more time when we send it over to Digital Jake. Let's go, Jake.
Grab your boomerangs and prepare to get squeezed tighter than Chris Hemsworth curling a koala.
Because
it's National Hug in Australian Day. It's where we show our love to our Vegemite-loving friends from down under. If you've never been there, you may not realize a lot of places in Australia have strange or quirky-sounding names, either based on the Aboriginal language, or it could be because they drink a lot and you never really know what they're saying. That's why today I'll give you the name of a place in Australia, and you have to tell me if it's real or made up in a special Aussie edition of Plenty of 20. We'll start with the woman who can do a perfect Australian accent. That's Alexis. Alexis, give us an example.
Good day, mate.
That's pretty good.
Like I said, perfect. Alexis. Your place could be real or made up. It's called Frog's Breath Falls.
Oh.
Is that a real Australian place or did we make that up?
Frog's Breath Falls. And I have to say, first of all, my college roommate was from, hopefully not a spoiler, a place called Gympie. And she got given the hardest time.
Everyone has a hitch in their walk if they're from there.
So, I don't know. She got teased her whole time, so I could see someone being from here. I'm going to say it's real, Jake.
Alexis says Frog's Breath Falls is real. It is... That's fake. We made that one up. Alexis is out. Shipped off to Gympie with your friend. Brooke, it's your turn.
Okay.
Your town is called Woolloomooloo. Is that a real Australian place or did we make that up? I can spell it for you if you'd like.
Yeah, I want it spelled.
W-O-O-L-O-O-M-O-O-L-O-O.
Woolloomooloo.
Oh my God. Can I add that to my top of my vacation list?
Yes.
That
sounds
or amazing. Your next baby name.
Oh my God, I love it. It has to be real.
Brooke says Woolloomooloo is a real place. It is.
Come on.
Yay!
It's a real place. That's a suburb of Sydney.
Oh, I know.
Brooke's still in it. Jose, I'm going to need you to brace yourself for this town.
Okay.
Jose, your Australian place could be real or fake. It's Doo-Doo Town. Is that a real Australian place? Did we make that up?
Dude, my kids are going to love hearing if this is a real place. It will make their lives better.
It reminds me of when I watched the Phillies play the Pittsburgh Pirates the other day, 0-0, and it said poop on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, it was so funny. So just because it's been in my life, I guess, I'm going to say this is real.
Jose says Doo-Doo Town is real. It is.
Come on.
Yeah,
that's real. That's a coastal village in Tasmania.
Yes.
I wonder how that's Hulu Magoon.
Jeffrey, we're over to you.
Oh, no, I'm nervous.
The great rivalry of Doo-Doo Town versus Wooloo Maloo.
And Jeffrey, your location is Whoop Whoop Wasteland.
Whoop Whoop.
Oh, Brooke was born here.
Yeah, you gotta raise the roof to this.
Is that real or made up?
Stuck in the 80s and 90s in this town.
Australia.
Okay. I mean, if Wooloo Maloo and Doo-Doo Town are real,
there's nothing that can.
Dude, Frog's breath sounds so normal.
I know, it sounds so lame.
If I had heard your guys's, I would have said it was fake.
Tell me, Whoop Whoop Wasteland is real.
Jeff said Whoop Whoop Wasteland's real. It is. That's fake. We made that one up.
They would never put Wasteland on. It would be
paradise.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Normal Australia, all wasteland. Brooke, your location. Okay. Sizzling Sausage Springs.
Why are we so hungry?
After the cousin eggs and bacon.
Yeah, the cousin of eggs and bacon bay. Sizzling Sausage Springs, real or made up?
This sounds like freaking Candyland out there.
God.
It's like a food country.
I don't know. I'm hungry. I'm going to go it's fake, though, Jake.
It said fake. It is.
Yeah.
That's fake.
Oh, Jose, I win? Oh, he's
Jose,
win.
We're up at sudden right. death now. You get this right, you win. You get it wrong,
oh,
and
boy.
Brooke wins.
Oh,
your
boy.
Location is Humpty Doo. Is that a real Australian place or did we make it up?
Of course, oh, Humpty Doo's the homeland.
Yes.
You're going to say real?
On the backside of Buggery Mountain.
Jose says Humpty Doo is real. That is. That's real. It's in the Northern Territory. Jose wins today's edition of Valenti of 20.
Yay.
All right, mates. Jose gets it right, so he gets to choose who gets shocked. And they're going to be singing Down Under by Men at Work.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I want to give it to Alexis because her friend lives there. I feel like she should have known every city in the world.
Right.
In Australia.
She clearly was a terrible tour guide.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Do you come from a land down under where... Whoa!
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't remember that one.
I think you're going to be banned from the country.
Yeah.
They put you in Doo-Doo Town after that one. That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.